you get a bang out of playing C-H-U-M, the sound of Toronto.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the evolution of rock. The music that made the world turn round.
Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound. I repeat, a shooting in the motorcade in the downtown.
1963, and the single most devastating tragedy of the decade takes place in Dallas.
President Kennedy has been assassinated. It's official now. The president is dead.
1963, from the sand and surf of the West Coast to dances like the limbo. Mixed into the surfing scene in 63 is a new term, civil liberties. 1963, from chrome wheels to Corvettes. It's the era of the car craze, as big numbers mean everything. 406, 409, and 413 become synonymous with a new sensation. Meanwhile, from the Motor City, Berry Gordy's Motown Record Company is becoming king of the hill, as names like Mary Wells, Marvin Gaye, Martha Reeves, and 12-year-old Stevie Wonder are winning the hearts of rock and roll record buyers everywhere. It's East Coast versus West Coast in 63 as Motown meets the surfing sound with Jan and Dean and the Beach Boys carrying the banner of the beach. 1963, from fuel injection to a fetish for blonde hair and, of course, the ever-present elephant joke. 1963, the year that everything except the Christine Keeler affair was blamed on the bossa nova. Cassius Clay in 63 is off in his corner waiting for a shot at the heavyweight champ Sonny Liston. 1963, the year the world bids a fond farewell to Marilyn Monroe. And Sophia Loren sews up an Oscar for her part in the motion picture Two Women.
Doc, I'm in terrible trouble, Doc. You gotta help me.
1963, from a revival of Humphrey Bogart films to a phenomenon known as the Frisbee. The fires of silver screen romance are fanned in 63 as Burton and Taylor turn on the set of Cleopatra. 1963, from the musical birth of 21-year-old Bob Zimmerman Dylan to a fateful day in Dallas that the world will never forget.
President Kennedy has been assassinated.
1963, 12 months of historic rock presented now in the evolution of rock.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be serving like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA. You'll catch them serving at
Inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line. We'll all be planning out a route we're gonna take real soon. We're waxing down our surfboard, we can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer, we're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're serving USA. Pacific Palisade,
inside, outside, USA.
San Onofre and
Sun, inside, outside, USA.
Redondo Beach, LA,
inside, outside, USA.
All over the Hawaii,
inside, outside, USA.
Hawaii, Mia Bay,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
Surfing USA, there was a story behind that. I was going with a girl named Judy Bowles at the time. And her brother Jimmy was a surfer, and he knew all the spots. And I started humming this melody to the song Sweet Little 16. And what had happened was I got fascinated with the fact of doing it, but I thought to myself, God, what about trying to put surf lyrics to Sweet Little 16 Melody? Because I remember the thing, he goes, they'll be dancing in Boston, Philadelphia, PA, and the concept was about, they're doing this in this city, they're doing that in that city, you know, the Chubby Checker concept, you know, so I thought of calling it Surfin' USA. So I talked to Jimmy. I said, Jimmy, I want to do a song mentioning all the surf spots. So he took a list, and by God, he didn't leave one out. And I had enough to work with, and so Michael and I tackled the lyrics, and we got those things together.
Surfing USA epitomized the full flavor of the Beach Boys' own phenomenon.
Us three brothers used to harmonize. We used to harmonize in bed. We'd all sleep in the same room. We'd sing this song, come down from your ivory tower. That was our special one we'd sing, and we developed a little blend, actually, from that, which aided us when we started to get into the Beach Boys stuff.
The new sound cascaded off the Pacific shores like a tidal wave, transforming the state of California into a state of unzipped teenagers. Then headed east, making every city Surf City.
Two girls for every
with Surf City. The surf turf was no longer confined to the golden beaches of California. It was Chicago, St. Louis, Pittsburgh. Anywhere there were young people, there was a surf fever. You could ride a bus across America, park it 1,000 miles from the nearest shoreline, and still spot a surf buggy on every corner, packed to the bumpers with surfboards and blonde-rinsed surfer girls. It was something positive with which to identify. It was the simple life, lighthearted, carefree, fresh air. Living in the sun, walking in the sand, or just sitting around counting bikinis. From Glendora, California, came the Safaris with a driving instrumental interpretation of what it all meant.
Wipeout!
Wipeout was surf music, the perfect answer to still the wave of skepticism sweeping the youth of America. It was a rediscovery, through music, of the great outdoors and a new kind of lady, the bronze blonde who strolled the beaches, followed closely by the drooling eyes of the U.S. male. She was the surfer girl.
It's what you call a sweet little ballad, and it had that little Paris Sisters sort of feel. It had a Paris Sisters sort of a sweetness.